Hello and welcome to the podcast. This is Father Narek from St. Zarkish Church in Douglaston, New York, with a new episode of the podcast. As we do every week, let us start our program with a prayer from the Liturgy of the Hours of the Armenian Church. Giver of good gifts and bountiful in all your gifts, immortal God, we beseech you, dispel from us gloomy and dark thoughts, preserve us from the deceits of the temper, and grant us in faith to take refuge in the all-holy Trinity, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen. Of Christmas music that you hear every day. Actually, this is a song from Lorena McKennitt, a Canadian singer, songwriter, and a musician. And this song is called God Rest Ye Merry. I hope you're enjoying it. This is one of my favorites. I'm playing Christmas music because it's the Advent season. How is your Advent season going? Did you go to church last Sunday? What did you hear? The gospel reading last Sunday was the parable of the great banquet. A wealthy man threw a party, but everyone that was initially invited gave excuses as to why they could not attend. The excuses included things that are part of everyday life, the cares of the world, you know? So the wealthy man then told his servants to invite the poor, the lame, the blind, the marginalized of the society. But there was still room for more. Finally, the wealthy man refused those who originally were invited and instead compelled others to come just to fill his house. In my sermon last Sunday, I dwelled on one hand on the fact that how important each and every one of us is that God has sent a personal invitation to be part of his banquet. And on the other hand, I focused on the part that we are not irreplaceable. And if we choose to reject God and to decline his invitation, God will call others to be part of the divine banquet. Rejecting God's invitation, I said, is not about missing a Sunday here and there at church, but adopting a lifestyle where through our thoughts and our actions, we say, God, we don't need you. We've got the money, we've got all the pleasures that we want. Who needs God? This is how we come too often to reject God. And this is obviously a bad choice. I reminded my listeners that God is inviting us not to a boot camp, but God is inviting us to be part of his great banquet. I hope that all of us will say yes to God's invitation to be part of God's great banquet. Thank you. Last Sunday, we had an excellent cookie decorating contest. The kids had such a great time between writing letters to Santa, decorating cookies, and taking photos with family members. My favorite part, honestly, was when I got to read some of the children's letters addressed to Santa to the elf, because we had an elf present for the afternoon. And the cutest letter was from a 5-year-old little girl who put my name on her Christmas wish list for this year. I think everyone had a great time, and I would like to thank the Ladies Guild of our church and everyone who helped in organizing this great and memorable event. Special thanks to my friend, Mr. Rafi Nenejan, for sponsoring and operating the photo booth. We were able to take good memories with us home. During the holiday season every year, St. Sarkis Church invites the local NYPD officers and the firefighters to honor them. This event is always organized by the Senior Citizens Club. Yesterday was that day, and as a matter of fact, it was the 20th anniversary. Imagine we've been doing this for the past 20 years, a tradition that has started with His Grace Bishop Anush Avantanelian when he was the pastor of St. Sarkis Church. And yesterday, we decided to make it extra special. And as a matter of fact, we invited Melinda Katz, Queensboro president, and also the commanding officers and representatives from Queens North Precinct. First, we had church services that was presided over by His Eminence Archbishop Choloyan, our prelate. In the church service, Anush Avan Sirpazan gave a brief sermon. Church services were followed by a luncheon where Queensboro president made the proclamation. There were speeches by the pastor, board of trustee members, and representatives from the NYPD. It was a fantastic event, very well attended, and it was our own way of saying thank you for those who are trying to keep our communities safe. The Christmas spirit will continue at St. Sarkis Church this Sunday because we have our 6th annual Simply Christmas concert, one of my favorite and most beautiful events of the year. I'm going to take a minute and tell you how it all started. Actually, this started 6 years ago when I reached out to the pastor of the community church of Douglaston, our neighbors, and I asked them, can we organize a Christmas concert together? And they were very excited. So here's what we did. I asked our choir director, Mr. Armen Ardzivian, to teach our choir members all the Armenian Christmas hymns, and we had a joint concert. First, the guest performed, and it was a beautiful selection of traditional carols and some modern Christmas carols. And then our choir performed all the classical Armenian hymns. And the beautiful thing about it was that the congregation also was part of the celebration. They were all singing. And then we also asked the pastor to say a few words, and that was Simply Christmas, the way that we celebrated the first year. And since then, we have been inviting artists to come and to perform for us as part of our Simply Christmas. We had Solange and Sami Merdinian with the string quartet the second year. Then we had Husher. Then we had Hasmik Mekhanajan with Solange Merdinian again. Last year, we had Eli Berberian. And each and every event was a success in itself. And here's the beautiful thing about Simply Christmas. We have made a decision that Simply Christmas will always be a complimentary concert. We don't sell tickets, we don't charge people anything for entrance, because Simply Christmas is the way for us to say thank you to all members of our church. It is our way to reach out to the community and thank them for everything that they do for St. Sarkis Church. And I have to thank our sponsors, because organizing a concert has its expenses, and we have very, very generous donors who make the event possible every year. I don't even need to ask them. I just get the donations, and that's how we are able to continue to provide Simply Christmas to be a complimentary concert every year. Now, if you're making plans to attend the concert this year, make sure that there is a luncheon following the concert. And it is really a good thing for us to get together after the concert and spend some time as a community celebrating the season. Today I spoke with Husher, who will be performing for us for Simply Christmas this Sunday. Unfortunately, we were not able to set an in-person interview. We did our interview on the phone, and I got to ask a few questions to Husher so that our listeners and everybody who is planning to attend the concert this Sunday will know better about Husher, who is part of our community. Today, I am honored to have with us on the phone Husher, who will be performing for Simply Christmas this coming Sunday, December 14th. Husher, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Dernadek. So happy to be speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Can you tell us about the beginning of your career as a singer?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I guess one could say the career really started in the very early days, back on the stages of Holy Martyrs Armenian Day School, which I attended. And I just took to the stage and was performing from the age of 3-4 years old all the way through sixth grade, and found myself landing, you know, the lead roles as I continued to get older. And I guess it was just something that came naturally to me, and I loved performing and singing and acting, and it was just all kind of took hold through the Armenian Day School and the support that I had there, and it really sort of propelled me into the world of performance at a very early age.
That was a good start. And then how were you trained professionally?
To be honest, I actually never really was trained professionally as a vocal performer. I did study classical piano under the expert direction of Jeanette Markarian at a young age, from the age of like 6 years old to about 16. So I did have a strong musical background in piano. But vocally, I just sort of learned. I did have a strong ear as a child, and I just kind of picked up and, you know, listened a lot to various performers and singers, and I guess I sort of taught myself, if you will. And yeah, that's kind of how it worked for me.
So who has been a source of inspiration for you?
Oh, that's a good question. I have such broad interests in music. I've never been the type of person who has singled out a specific genre or artist, but over the years there have definitely been some performers who have inspired me, both, you know, non-Armenian and Armenian as well. I guess starting with the Armenian, I remember being really influenced by people like Nune, just kind of the passion that she would bring to the old folkloric songs and what she would do to them and how she sort of evolved them into these grand productions with the traditional instrumentation and the modern instrumentation. Which actually I ended up doing myself when I recorded my first album. And then on the non-Armenian side, I would say there were so many folks, from people like, I would say Sarah McLachlan was a big influence for me. She was very strong singer. Yeah, very strong singer-songwriter. The Indigo Girls, also, when I was a teenager, I was a huge fan. Their vocal harmonies were incredible. I think I really learned how to harmonize by listening to them. And then, of course, I was also a fan of all sorts of rock music. I really enjoyed the grunge phase, the Pearl Jams of the world, pop music. You know, of course, Madonna was a big influence for us when we were kids. So as I said, I really kind of had a lot of different influences, and I think that really kind of helped shape me as a more well-rounded performer.
So you mentioned about your album, and as far as I know, you have recorded two albums. Your soundtracks were being featured in films and documentaries. You have been producing the People's Choice Awards in the past number of years. I would like to ask you, how do you evaluate your success?
Wow, that's a good question. You know, I always kind of strive to do more. I never feel like I'm successful enough in my endeavors. I do think I've done okay, if you will. I think I've the fact that I've produced my albums independently, and I went to, you know, especially for the first album, I went to such great lengths to ensure they were as authentic as possible. I went to Armenia to get, you know, great traditional musicians to participate in the program with me. You know, I really was proud of my accomplishment at the end of the day. But of course, you know, even with the film placements, even with some of the notoriety I've received, I'm always pushing for a larger audience and more success and, you know, more visibility and more time to be able to produce more music and sing more. But of course, my professional career, as you mentioned, the People's Choice Awards, obviously takes up a large chunk of my time as well and is a big priority. I feel very successful in my professional career in that realm, but it's tricky, you know, that balance between supporting the family financially and following a professional career, coupled with, you know, wanting to pursue music and having that be sort of a side thing for myself has been difficult because there's only so much time I can contribute to it.
And I would like to say on behalf of the community that we are so proud of you that you are producing the People's Choice Award, among other things that you do. Usha, what are some of the current projects that you're working on?
Sure, I'm actually working on, as you mentioned, you know, I've had some success with documentary film placements with some of my songs. In fact, one of the ones that I worked on, Orphans of the Genocide by Bared Maronyan, he's also working on his second film, Women of 1915, which he's hoping to release in time for the 100th anniversary of the Armenian Genocide. And so there's a couple of tracks in the works that we're collaborating on for that. And then I'm also doing some contemporary non-Armenian stuff. I was approached by a couple of electronic dance music producers who create great dance music, house music. And I don't know if you're aware, but the trend these days is sort of the very strong female vocal lead on top of, you know, these sort of driving dance tracks.
That's right.
And so I've done a few tracks with them, and they actually just called me back into the studio. I'll be going in within the next couple of weeks to do some more work with them. So that's been a lot of fun. And, you know, trying to write when I have time, do my own sort of creative work at home, as I did sort of teach myself how to start writing music over the past few years. I did write a couple of songs on the first record, and then the second album I did was primarily original compositions, so I'm trying to continue down that road as well.
Usha, you performed for Simply Christmas 2011, and our parishioners absolutely loved your performance. What was it like to perform in St. Sarkis in the sanctuary?
Oh, it was there was something magical and so spiritual about it. I really, when you approached me at the time and told me you would like for it to take place in the sanctuary, I was so glad about that, because I felt like it would take on such a different tone and a different vibe than had it been in the church hall, let's say. There's just something, obviously, it's Christmas time, it's obviously a very spiritual time to begin with, and then being able to sing those songs within the sanctuary and the way the music and the voice resonates in that space, it was just very uplifting and rewarding, and I got a lot of that energy from people in the room. It just warmed the heart for me and hopefully for everybody in the room as well. And so I'm really excited and looking forward to having that opportunity again.
Would you like to comment about what are you preparing for this Sunday?
Oh, well, I don't know. Maybe it should be a surprise.
Maybe it should, yes.
You'll hear a lot of the standard Christmas carols. You know, there is only a limited set of them, I guess. But I'm also trying to do a couple of unexpected songs that may not be as popular, but I find to also be very moving and inspiring. So it'll be kind of a range, and hopefully people will enjoy it.
Would you like to comment on the musicians?
Yes, absolutely. I am very excited to be performing with a fantastic guitarist who I've been working with a lot recently. His name is Peter Douskalis. He's a wonderful Greek-American guitarist, and he's very familiar with my style and my sound. And he's obviously, being Greek, he has a lot of affinity towards the Armenian music as well. So he's a great partner and that I've been collaborating with recently. And then I'm excited for the first time to be performing with a cellist named Elizabeth Kalfayan, whom I have heard is also very, you know, who's excellent, and I'm excited to be working with her. It'll be our first time collaborating, as I said, and I think the cello will really add a whole nother dynamic of sort of just a very, very ethereal sound to the whole composition, the whole overall sound for that day. I mean, obviously the guitar is beautiful in and of itself, but adding that additional layer with the cello is really going to take things to another level. So I'm really excited about that.
What is your favorite Christmas album? What are you listening to nowadays?
Oh, I don't know that I have a favorite Christmas album. I do love the classics more than the contemporary songs. You know, they're certainly fun. You know, a lot of the sort of pop artists that like to do, you know, their own takes on the Christmas songs. But I tend to lean towards more of the classics, you know, the ones that are really the most moving, you know, songs like O Holy Night and Silent Night. And, you know, those are the ones that have always really spoken to me more so than the more contemporary sounds. But, yeah, I can't really say I have a favorite Christmas album. I guess it's just sort of, you know, I kind of enjoy anything that's great and well-produced and well-done is entertaining for me.
Husham, as a priest, I come across to a lot of young talents, kids in the community who are musically talented. I would like to ask you, what is your advice to the talented youngsters of our community?
That is a very good question. I'm glad you asked that. My advice to them would be, you know, I know it's a very difficult and very competitive space to try to, you know, pursue a career in music or the arts. But, you know, this day and age, there are so many different roads that can be taken where you can actually build a career within one of those disciplines. Where, you know, if it's something that you're really passionate about and you have the talent, try not to let naysayers put you down. You know, people are, the practical, pragmatic folks will say, no, you will have a hard time making a living. It's very competitive. You know, do something that is more of a sure thing, which is kind of the advice that I had as a child, to be honest with you. And, you know, which is understandable. You know, folks, your family, your relatives want the best for you and they want you to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. But at the same time, if you really have a passion and a talent, a really God-given talent, it's a shame to not really, you know, hone it and do your best with it and offer that up to the world in any way that you can. So I would tell people to be smart about it, but to, you know, to not expect fame and fortune, but to, if you really love it and you really have passion for it, to go ahead and pursue it in as smart a way as possible.
I like the way that you put it. You know, talent is a God-given thing, and whatever God has given to us, we need to utilize it in the best way possible. Husham, we are so excited for this Sunday. I hope that it will be yet another great performance. We have a lot of people who are excited, and I hope that it will be a great event. So I would like to thank you for this opportunity.
And thank you very much, Darren Nadek. I'm also very, very excited about Sunday, and I'm very much looking forward to it as well.
Thank you so much. According to the lectionary of the Armenian Church, the gospel reading today is from Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Now the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost." Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. The Word of God. It may seem foolish for the shepherd to leave 99 sheep to go search for just one, but the shepherd knew that the 99 would be safe in the sheepfold. The lost sheep was in danger, because each sheep was of high value to the shepherd. The shepherd knew that it was worthwhile to search diligently for the lost one. God's love for each individual is so great that God seeks each one out and rejoices when he or she is found. Jesus associated with sinners because he wanted to bring the lost sheep, people considered beyond hope, the gospel of God's kingdom. We may be able to understand a God who would forgive sinners who come to him for mercy, but the God who tenderly searches for sinners and then joyfully forgives them must possess an extraordinary love. This is the kind of love that prompted Jesus to come to earth to search for the lost people and to save them. This is the kind of extraordinary love that God has for you and for me. And now is the season. Advent and Christmas is the season to rejoice and celebrate the love of God. I pray that that love is enrooted deep in your hearts, and that love is the driving energy in your lives. Today's hymn is called Trashali Parpark. This is part of the hymns of the 8th day of Christmas in the tradition of the Armenian Church. I hope you will enjoy listening to this hymn. I will be back next week with a new episode of the podcast. In the meantime, I pray that you will have the peace and love of our Lord and Savior in your hearts. Amen.